The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. And welcome to Barrington Awaken with your host Barrington right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board right now, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, right to your host of Barrington Awaken, Barrington.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Barrington Awaken. Thank you for joining us on this beautiful Sunday. Thank you for being a part of the show. We're here because we aim to wake you up, to raise you to a higher level of consciousness, for you to realize that you are limitless. For you to realize that all the tools that are required to get you to where you want to be is within you. We're raising you to a higher level of consciousness so you could tap into your spiritual journey, so you could guide yourself to wisdom, guide yourself to knowing, guide yourself to being awake. Wake up. Wake up and realize that you are the God that exists. You are limitless. You've got the power within you to create anything you desire. You have the ability. You are equal to all, and all are equal to you. We don't have an edge above us. We don't have an edge beneath anybody. We were all put here by the same method. We've come to spend a life in the human body, and then we return by the same method. Therefore, you are equal. Some are shaped differently because of the body, look different because of the body, may live the life different because of our culture, where we were raised, how we add things to our existence, what we've created. That is the difference between us. Other than that, we're all joined together as one. We've come from the same place by the same method, and the one source that delivers all has delivered you here to live the human life, for you to know what your purpose is, for you to understand that you are without limits, that the God that exists is you, for you to know that all things are achievable, for you to wake up and connect to a spiritual existence, for you to reconnect to the spirituality that you showed up with. You've come from a spiritual world. You've come here to live a human life. You've come here with all the equipment that is required to live life to the fullest, to be happy, to achieve, to grow, to know thyself. We want to put you on that path of spirituality. Wake up and connect yourself. Realize the God that's within you. You've come a certain way. You will live a certain life, and you'll return the same way. we all are doing the same. We will all end up in the same place. We're all connected to the same conveyor belt that keeps us rotating and rotating and rotating. When you finish this life and you've laid the body down because it's gotten too old, maybe broken, probably diseased, you will lay it down because it will not serve you anymore. And then you will enter back to your spiritual existence. You will go back to your spiritual life where there is no hate that was developed here. No greed, no power, mistrust, lack of tolerance. Whatever it is that we've gathered here, we will have to leave it here. And when we return, we will not come back with any malices, any hate. We come back pure, as if the human existence was playing in the mud, and at the end of it all, we have a good shower and go back to ourselves. You remove the toxin. You remove all that we've gathered here. It is removed from you. It resides within the body. And when the body's laid down to rest, you've also laid down the ill ways to rest. Wake up. Welcome to the show. Thank you for being a part of us today. We appreciate you hanging out and spending some time, some of your valuable time, listening to your ability to grow and hoping you will take this path, that you will join us. You will wake up and realize that we're connected to each. We are no different other than the place where we live and maybe the food we eat, the music we listen to, or how much time you may spend in the sun or not. We are only different on the exterior. Our cultures are different because we were told different things. Our religion, our beliefs, what we follow, what we practice, it was all told to us. If you can remove all of that and look beyond it, you will see the true self. Will you ever know the truth? Yes, once the BS has gone away, you will find the consistency. You will find the path that you're on. This particular path is leading you to wisdom. This particular path is designed to wake you up. This particular path is designed for you to know who you are. For you to know your true self. You could begin this by identifying what you're not. Know thyself. You wake up. You get into your spiritual existence. You connect yourself to nature's way of life. You get your set of instructions that you have brought here with you, and you utilize them to the best of your ability while you exist within the body. But first, you must wake up. Wake up is what we talk about. Thank you for joining us on this beautiful Sunday, like I said before. Thank you for tuning into the show. Thank you for being there. If you're listening, you're searching. If you are searching, it's your natural instincts. It's the spirituality in you that is reaching out to make a bigger, better connection with what is available. Thank you for being a part of the show from all around the world, wherever you are. I want to welcome all the old-time listeners, and thank you for tuning in, and the new listeners as well. I really appreciate the support. Thank you for being there, and to everybody, welcome home. We were talking about technology not too long ago, minutes ago, and one of the quick questions that came about was, is it better for us as human beings, or is it harming us? And now you can make a list and see the good and the bad, and how it seems to be making our lives a lot easier. We don't have to try to remember things. We could put them on the computer. We don't have to try to remember telephone numbers. We don't need to remember them anymore. I had a lady that worked in my office many years ago, and I asked her this simple math question. And when she didn't have the answer, I was really surprised. And she said, I don't need to know that. It's on my computer. It's on my phone. It's on my watch. It's on everything I deal with every day. It's on the calculator. And at that moment, I realized she's absolutely right. She does not need to know that number. Easy enough to research it. I wonder if this is better for us, or is it harmful? That's just a question I just throw out there for you. But at the same time, I want to know if we're more tolerant of each other now, or are we less tolerant? Has our growth as a society, as a universe, made us more tolerant or less tolerant? We turn on the television, computer, whatever it is you get your media from, and every minute, every second, you could see something wrong, something bad, something you don't agree with. And it's right there all the time at the tip of your fingers or your voice or however you activate it. Is seeing all this information telling us that we're less tolerant of each other? Or is it simply saying we're just exposed to more of the bad stuff because of the media, because of technology, because of the ability to connect to other people on the other side of the world in seconds? Is it better? Are we just more aware of it because it's brought to our presence now? Was it always there? And of course, at the same time, we have to take into consideration that we have a much greater population on the globe than we did 40 years ago. So naturally, with the increase of more people, more than likely there'll be an increase in bad things to do, or good as well, because I think we're more good than we are bad. But that's my opinion. Others may differ. Are we more tolerant of one another now? How did technology or growth or evolution bring us to this point where we're thinking maybe there's more violence in the world? I would attribute that to more people in the world, more exposure to different things, better technology for us to create crimes. We didn't have internet crimes 40 years ago, not where I lived anyway. Are we just evolving and we're still being separated by time, or are we getting together where we're more tolerant than we would have been hundreds of years ago? I was wondering if the reason we act and act up is because we're afraid. We're desperately afraid, and we live with fear among us, within us, all the time. And when you're afraid, you will react. What are we so afraid of? And why are we afraid? You might want to ask yourself, is it a part of the gig? Well, it couldn't have been. Because if you were elsewhere and you saw fear, I don't know that you'd run into it. A lot of us aren't planning to run into danger or fear. And we live here with a lot of fear and we react to it. We hate each other because of it. We discriminate because of it. We're greedy. We're doing all these things because of the one common denominator, fear. Why do we live with fear? Is it real, or is it just a figment of my imagination? Why would I pick up this luggage and carry it when it's way too heavy for me, for everyone? There is a solution, and I believe the problem to what we face every day in our society, in our world, is because we're too busy being afraid. And afraid has an amazing friend known as ignorance. They hang together. They party. They hang out. They do things. And of course, if we weren't ignorant, we wouldn't have been afraid. Now, because we're afraid, we're ignorant. So they're friends and they hang out together. And because of the ignorance is what creates the separation among all of us. How do you remove it? Well, you connect to the way life was meant to be. You connect to how life was presented to us. You get into a path, and the journey will take you away from the fear and introduce you to confidence, self-worth, value. You won't want to judge. That's the journey that brings you. And you do not need to remove the fear. It will go away on its own and take his ignorant friend with him. The path to where ignorance and fear won't hang out is the same path that leads you to wisdom, confidence, true love for self, and the ability to find your purpose, the ability for you to know thyself. Walk away from the fear, and everything else will be presented. Where the fear lives within you is the room for all the other things that you're craving, that we need, like tolerance. You have to remove one. You don't have to remove it. It'll go away. But just connect yourself to one that has the ability to let you forget about the other one. You have to remove that. Your path to your destination is being blocked by the thing that you're most afraid of, or things. So the idea is to remove, to get rid of, or forget about the fear. We weren't designed to live with fear, but we show up. And everybody around us is panicking, and they're afraid. And as a child, you learn that panic and fear. And we put into our children what we're afraid of, and they take the ball and they run with it. So it's a learned behavior. If left alone, fear would not exist, because it is only a figment of your imagination, and you were taught to be afraid. If you see a child that fall and you don't react to it, he'll start laughing, but he waits on your reaction, depending on the fall. If you react as if, oh, this rule, that's bad, that child will cry. If you start to laugh, that child will laugh with you, because we've taught them how to react. And they take their cue from our reaction. Naturally, if we're afraid of something, your child is more than likely to be afraid of the same thing, because we're training them. And you may not say a word to them. They're too busy learning from your example. And they will watch your actions. And that's where the learn is, because the action will teach better than the words. Have you ever wondered why the preacher's daughter is always the worst one? Or the police's sons and daughters are always the ones that we look on and wonder, why are these two pillars, presentable pillars of life, seems to produce bad children or difficult children? But those children are learning from their action. So if you're preaching with your lips to be holier than thou, and you're acting, you are teaching that child how to act. It's your actions that is governing them and what they learn. So if you ever wondered why the preacher's daughters or the ministers or the Holy Family or any of the above, you can see that they are not what they're preaching by the action of those that they're teaching. I just thought I'd say that. Thank you for tuning in. Welcome to the show. You're listening to Barrington on Barrington Awaken, RealityRadio101.com. We repeat this show on Thursday night, same place, between 10 and 11 o'clock every Thursday night. If you have that opportunity, check it out. We have a book, Barrington Awaken. It's called Awaken Ascension Guide. It aligns you to your true purpose. It's out there for you. Good read. Gets your mind going in a spiritual direction. It allows you to take that path that you so desire. And you are never too late to start your journey. Never too late to start your journey. And don't try to jump into it overnight, one step at a time, because it's new, maybe frightening, and make you nervous. But so does Christmas morning for some reason or another. But the excitement will eventually takes over everything else, and the fear will disappear. You also could send us an email if you have something you want to say, a question you want to ask. Awaken1308@gmail.com. Our website, HEAMI, BarringtonAwaken.com. All the shows we do, they're there. If you have a minute, you want to see or hear another one, you click onto that website and you could download every single show. They are there for you. Today's show is The Root of All Evil. And I just went through talking about that being afraid. Why are we so afraid? Why do we choose not to live without fear? If you were hungry and there was food available to you, you would eat it. Because it's what we're supposed to do. You will eventually take a step towards spirituality. We all do. Even if it's our last day, we did take that step, because going back, we have to go back the way we've come. So you know, to get into the spiritual existence, to live a spiritual life, you know that will happen. It's inevitable. So just how long are you planning to hold your pee? Have we got any emails there, sir?
We have a couple of emails. Sylvia wrote in at the beginning of the show, and she says, regarding technology, with technology, we are less human to people and more robotic. That's from Sylvia. Thank you, Sylvia. Donna wrote in. Donna said, I am a brand new listener from Miami Beach, Florida. And that's from Donna. Thank you for listening, Donna. We appreciate that. Let's see here. Brett wrote in and he said, technology makes us afraid of things. Not so much people, but we see things and read things and study things online and we get scared about them. We don't know if it's the truth or not. It's people posting things. That's from Brett. And back to you.
That's a very, very good point you've made there, Brett. I think it's amazing. Yes, technology does make us fear a lot of things. And it, where you live or where I live, it's probably not in our face and it's not relevant to our existence. Crime is bad, if that's what it is, or weird things. But different parts of the world do different things. And what's happening right now, because of our technology, everything is on your desktop or your cell phone or somewhere on the radio for everybody to be exposed to all these things. Personally, I don't know if that's a good thing, because we live on this end and I think a lot of us should be concentrating on what's going on here. But all of a sudden, in a second, we're seeing what's going on over there and down there and down there. And a lot of us believe we need to know that. I have my personal opinion on that. You know, I argue with a lot of people because they seem to think I need to know what's going on in the world. And I said, when it's really big and it's huge, like COVID was, you find out, you'll hear about it, you know. But again, technology is making us afraid. Television, I call it the television. And when you start watching a lot of that, you start comparing your life to what you see on TV. If it's a fabulous life, then you think, oh, wow, why am I not so successful? Why am I not doing that? What's wrong with me? And that's the television way of comparing you to someone else, which we should never do. That person is that person. And, you know, you are you. And you've come here for that reason, just to be you. And when we start looking at other people, thinking that we've failed, we've missed out, I'm losing my hair, I'm too big around the waist, or whatever the case may be, we start feeling bad about ourselves, and it keeps us there. The Tell Lie Vision is an amazing tool for letting you feel bad about yourself. And then you start to be afraid. Donna, thank you very much for tuning in from in Florida. I appreciate you being there. Welcome to the spiritual world. Thank you for being a new listener. I hope you've had a chance to at least heard what we're about, what this show is about. Thank you for joining it. Take the journey. Wake up. Live a life that you want and be happy all the time. I've been asked that question so many times. Are you always happy? And I answer that question simply by saying, I'm happy inside all the time. Not so much when I'm outside and it's minus 30 degrees, but I'm still happy inside because you have to deal with what you have to deal with at this moment. But the common denominator that you should take throughout life should always render you happy inside all the time. Thank you for joining. I hope you get this. Hope you stay with the show. Sylvia, yes, technology is, yes, making us more robotic. And part of what I said earlier, that we're not really using a lot of the things that we used to use when we were kids. Yes, I understand the advancements of technology has improved great things, medicine, living conditions, a whole bunch of health, preserving life longer. All these things is amazing. For what technology has done, but it is leaving us, we're not as connected as we were human-wise with the technology that's available today. We don't have to see our friends anymore. We could just press a button and there they are in front of you on the computer or the TV. You don't have to go outside and play. You're preoccupied staying inside playing video games, idolizing, and not doing the physical stuff. So yeah, we've become more machine-like. I don't know how many of you out there actually remembers phone numbers. When I was a kid, I knew everybody's phone number in my head. Yes, I had a little black book, but it was for reference mostly, but I knew the phone numbers, and you did as well. Today, you might just say to yourself, oh, I know 3 or 4 numbers, maybe 2. Some will say, no, I don't know any. It's in my phone. And hope to goodness that we don't ever lose that, because we are softening up our minds, I think. But we're gaining in technology. Is this the way we're going? Obviously it is, and evolution is leading us there. I don't, maybe one day we'll be able to fly with, you know, just fly with what's available. However, in the meantime, I agree with what Sylvia had to say. We are becoming more tech robots. We're becoming less human friendly. And maybe this answers the question, are we less tolerant? Are we more tolerant? But the technology, though it's amazing for some of the advancements that it's made, you have to take the crooked with the straight. That is just life. Okay. We've talked about the book. We've talked about the email and the shows. We've put a couple of items up on YouTube, videos up there, and you check them out when you have a chance. They're just for you to reflect on how life can possibly be for everybody and to know hope exists no matter where you are today, because it's never too late for you to take that journey into spirituality. We're talking about being afraid and living our life in fear. We want to be able to get back, remove the hate and get back to the place of joy, of confidence, fearlessness, love, and all the good things that comes along with that. We want to get you back on a path and for you to live the spiritual existence. It doesn't cost you anything, but the rewards are phenomenal. We want you to get back into the spiritual existence. Connect yourself back to nature. Live the life that you're supposed to live. Live happy. and not be afraid. We're not supposed to be afraid to die or dying. We're not designed for that, but they've told us in a very young age that it's bad. And we fear that somewhere in the mid-20s until, you know, they finally lay us to rest or whenever that starts. It's been said that we die at 21 and just wait for 65 or so for us to be buried because we've given up on everything else. We've gone through the training process. We've gone through the schools. We've picked our religion. Maybe, you know, you've got your eye on your partner and you could see the balance of your life. From here on in, just do the steps, do the dance, because the end is coming. And we don't try to advance. We don't try to create something new. Our parents and our parents' parents didn't. They came out of school, they got a job and stayed there until they retired. Our generation, or the generation after me anyway, is starting to look at two or three different things to do within that time. And no, we're not necessarily taking that partner on at age 18 or my grandparents' age 14 or 16 and live that life forever. Evolution and time has changed everything. I said on the show the other day that the peer pressures from in the past is just a peer pressure from the past. The world is changing, and we're changing with it. Nobody rides a horse to work anymore, at least not where I live in the city, they don't. We take the subway. We've advanced with technology. Change. A lot of people don't get out of school, get their job, and stay at that job until they retire. Change. We're taught to be afraid. We run like crazy from the minute we finish our schooling. We work until that day because we're planning to put everything in a big basket. And when we get there, we'll enjoy the fruits of our labor. That's a crock. When you get there, you've realized you spent your entire life gathering things, and they're just things that you don't need. But we're afraid if we didn't do it, we'd be left out somewhere, maybe eating dog foods or, you know, God knows what. But we're afraid. And in doing all that, we spend our waking moments until retirement, until we get out of the game, being afraid. Life is to be lived right now. And if you're reserving that, put it on the back shelf, thinking you're going to get to it later. When is later? When there's only now. We shouldn't be afraid. We're not saying go out there and do things that could destroy the human body. We're saying you should live and not be afraid. Speak up. If somebody steps on your toes, it's your job to say, ouch. Remove the fear that you've been carrying. Even before you had an opportunity to make a choice, it's already given to you. You've picked it up. You've carried it. You're carrying it. The way to remove the fear or forget about it and let it go away is to take the path to the truth, towards the light. Yes, they all say stay away from the light. No. The train drives through from the night to the day. The train that you're on, the spiritual path that you're on, will take you from the dark into the light, from the night into the day. That fear will go away once you've exposed it to wisdom. And yes, it will take his ignorant friend with him. Learn how to remove the fear it wasn't the way your life was intended to be. Wake up. We've come here, journey through life, and the reason we've come, we have a purpose, every single one of us. And the reason we've come is to experience the human life. Let me rephrase that. The reason we've come is to live the human life. It's the only place in this great space of ours that you could turn things, thoughts, things into reality, where it becomes physical. The idea of flying in the air was great until we build an airplane to do it. The idea of being on the phone in Canada while you speak with your friends in Japan or Timbuktu, that was the idea. And then we built a machine that will allow us to do that. We didn't come to be afraid. We've come to live the life and to live it now. But we're afraid. And because of that, we're hateful. Because of that, we're sick. We get sick. Because of that, we're greedy. We need power. We want to control. The greatest man that I know gave up his power and strength to be one of the greatest leaders that's ever existed. And we talk about him all the time. Gandhi. And he could have gone on to become, he was a lawyer, he was doing well. And then he decided there's another way. Mandela did the same thing. And a lot of the great leaders realize humility is amazing. The power and the greed and the control is destructive. So they choose to seek the path of least resistance and live a happier life. If we don't seek that power, if we don't seek that strength to be above, to be greater, to be better, the world would live much better in unity, with tolerance, without fear, great wisdom. But most of us are so afraid that we hold on to that, not knowing you're holding on to a tool that's destructive for your existence. And you hold on to it. You stay in groups because of it. You stay among ill will, abuse because of it. When the fear is no longer the driver, confidence and strength will take over and journey you to path of wisdom. We just say, wake up. Wake up. We're carrying a load and we don't realize the weight of it and the effect that it has on our life. I've said in many of the other shows that if you're planning to go for a leisure walk, I don't think you're going to bring the stove or the refrigerator on top of your head, because that walk would be very, very short. You might want to go out skippity-doo-dah as light as you possibly can. Experience the joy of life. We've come here to live. How do we get to this ability to live and experience? We journey into our spiritual existence. You will realize a lot of the things that surrounds you is not helping you. A lot of the things that you may want might not be good for you. The ego will have no need for you because you're not feeding him or her it anymore. Then you're living your true self. Most of the decisions that we make on a regular we involve our eagles. We invite him over to the conference table and says, hey, what do you think? And then, yeah, be a part of this. And then he chooses. And the decision is made by your eagle. Suppose you didn't have that guy whispering in your ear, or person, it, whispering in your ear all the time. What other decision would you have made? Take the path of wisdom and find out. The decision that is being made by the ego will satisfy the ego. And you will say, what happened? How did I get here? How did I end up here? And that's when you know the ego is standing over in the corner going, I don't know. But yes, you have to make the decision without the ego being involved. You've come here to live. And now is the time for you. There is no waiting until you retire, waiting until you move back home, waiting until the children are out the door, waiting until you get a promotion, waiting until you save up enough money. Heck no. Live. You're making a promise to yourself that might not come to reality. Promises are only comforting to foolish people, and you have to know that you're not foolish. Promises are comforting to the unwise. Do the live and do the dance. Enjoy it, because now is all we've got. Tomorrow never comes. Fear stands in the way of all the things that you want to achieve. Am I not good enough? I'm not tall enough. I can't perform as good. Well, maybe your duty is not to perform, or I can't sing as well. Well, maybe your duty is not to sing. Maybe it's not your purpose. You need to find out what it is that you are supposed to be doing. You need to get to that path to know who you are. And once you know thyself, you've just landed into your purpose, and life becomes yours, because now you realize that you are the driver. You just have to wake up. You are the driver. You've made all the decisions that's brought you to where you're standing today. You may disagree. You've made the decision as to how people treat you today. You may disagree. You make the decision as to how people interact or be around you. You made that decision. We allow ourselves to take other people's opinion to govern our lives. Opinions of us, who we are, ourself. We made that decision. You need to know another person's opinion of you is not your business. What others think of you has nothing to do with your business. It's not your business. Neither is their life, your opinion of them. You need to focus and find you. Come out from wherever you are. Look at yourself and take a good look and says, I have the ability within me to make all changes. All things are possible. You just have to know that. You just have to find that tool that's going to repair that fractured part or dent or bruised or rust or whatever it may be. You have that ability within you. You're hearing today on the radio that you have everything you need to make your life great to your standard. Don't get the ego involved. Leave him out of this one. You have that ability. Take the journey into spirituality. Take the path that leads you to greatness. If you're not getting the results of the greatness that you seek, two things. One, it's probably not for you. Or second, is you're not being truth. You're not being true to yourself. If it's not true, don't say it. If it's not yours, don't take it. If it's wrong and you're doing it, you have to stop doing it. Now you're on your path to getting all the greater good. You have to make that decision. You've come here to live and not to be manipulated. Have other people tell you how. Groups of people are suggesting they know a better way than you do. Horse, not truth. Not truth. If we're all connected to the source, and we all have that ability to connect to the one source, which we never separate from, only in this moment we decide to take a body along with the journey. Well, somebody has to drive, and the body is representing the driver in the car, but you are still in control of it. You get the body while you're on Earth, you're doing the human life. Stay connected. Stay true to yourself. Live the life you were intended to live. Find your path. And like I said, no one was given the message to give to you. No one has a higher connection to anything than you. No one knows the path that you're supposed to be on because nobody knows your purpose. So when someone is trying to tell you, you have to live this way, you need to look at the benefit they get from telling you that, giving you that message. Your message is encrypted. It's your secret passcode. It's in your toolbox. It resides right beside yourself. Once you find your purpose, and no one has a message for you. I hear a lot of people talking about connecting with the cards and the stars and the horse crap they make up. That stuff is just for entertainment purposes only. Promises are comforting to foolish people. You're not. And everybody, all these great sayers can tell you they could predict the tomorrow. Well, if there's no tomorrow, how is that even possible? We only have the now. And this is where you need to live. No one has the message for you. You are the only one who knows your purpose because you're the one who wrote it down. Yes, you did. That's a deeper part of our talk. It goes into the Akasha Library. And you recorded everything before you came to this planet, but that's very deep. We're just going to talk about while you're here, you connect to the spiritual existence. Can you tap into that source and find out what life was like before? Absolutely. It's in your toolbox. Take a little time journeying and stuff. What I want to say a lot is nobody has your message for you. So if you're gathered in a group and they're telling you what they said, he said, she said, take a good look at their kids, secondly, and just realize that he's not saying the truth because he simply doesn't know your purpose. Have we got anything there, sir?
We have one email, and that's from Carl. And Carl just wrote in, he said, you know, fear is normal, and we fear so many things in life. Sometimes we overcome our fears in one thing, but we can't in another. And that's from Carl, and back to you.
Carl, very good point. Fear is normal, but to be afraid is a little bit different. You fear things, and they make us do well. And I talked about that on a show maybe a few weeks back. And yes, it's healthy in some aspects of it, but when it restricts you, then it's not working. If we weren't afraid to explore, we wouldn't be here. If we weren't afraid to learn and to build and to expand and to be different, we wouldn't be here. We evolve with it. So yeah, some of it is healthy, and I agree with you. We talked about it in great details on another show that we had, but to live in, to be afraid and to live your life in fear, I don't know the benefits of that one. Thank you for the email. I hope I answered you correctly. On the topic of connecting to your spiritual existence, we need to know that the journey that we're on isn't necessarily the journey that we've picked for ourselves. So we're here, and we talked about this on the radio a lot. We're here just to get you on the path. I don't have the solution. And like I said, I don't have the answers. I don't have your answer. I don't have your message. I don't even know your purpose. But we need to know. I know that you need to connect to your spiritual existence, and by all means, revealing all the truth that exists in life. And I don't know if you're just going to expose the truth, but I do know all the BS is going to disappear. You don't want to live in fear. You don't want to restrict yourself. Some fear is healthy. And the good fear, like Carl was saying, is necessary in some cases. But I'm talking about living in, be afraid. We shouldn't fear dying. I said that earlier. Growing old. Losing a partner. Because you don't know the reason why this separation may happen. Every opportunity that you're a part of, you will learn something. Every time you're in a situation, there's something to learn. And at the moment, you're like, what is this lesson? And couldn't you have sent it to me via email? But not necessarily, because you need to be there to experience it. Everything we do in life has taught us something, and it's going to teach us things. Is it to be more cautious, to be more careful? Not trust him, not trust her. Don't eat a whole tub of ice cream by yourself. You know all those things. I just thought I'd throw that in. We want you to get on the path, because the path is the way for you to live, for you to make that connection with nature's way of life, for you to guide yourself or be guided by the same source that everyone is being guided by. Connectivity. It's a spiritual existence. And by the way, on your journey, if you have a dirty closet, you may want to clean it out. I think a lot of the religious people call it repent. If you can, and ask for forgiveness of yourself. The conscious self may have made this decision that is horrible, and it's bad for you. If you have risen up, or you are planning to raise up to a higher level of consciousness, and you will be able to ask yourself for forgiveness. And I've said it many times, forgive us our trespassers as we forgive those who trespass against us. That could even include ourselves. We may have done something and we're feeling horrible about it. Your connection, your guide, your path will teach you how to deal with that, will give you the answers that's required for you to handle it. But forgiveness of self is necessary. And that's what I said earlier about if you have skeletons in the closets, let's say, and I don't mean physical bones, you may want to clean them out before you start your path. You got to clean up a little bit and prepare before you begin the journey. But sometimes the cleaning up itself is the starting of the journey. But if you do have these things that you're concerned about, yes, you owe it to yourself to come clean. And that goes very deep. Come clean. That's what you want to do. Our spiritual connection, our guides, everything that we talk about every day in our lives brings us to a much, much happier place. We've got a few minutes to go here, about six to be exact. Do we have any more emails?
No, we do not.
Okay. So I try my hardest to get to answering all the emails and questions as they come in. So you're listening to Barrington and Barrington Awaken. I've talked about the book that you could pick up at Amazon.com, Awaken and Ascension Guide. It aligns you to your true purpose, as well as our website, H-E-A-M-I, BarringtonAwaken.com. You could check it out. A lot of fun stuff there, a lot of talks. If you're interested in any of the shows that we've done in the past, you can also go there and pick one by name and download it and listen to it as best as anytime you want to. Or you could play it right off the site. That's also available. If you need to send us an email, you could catch me and send one directly to me at awaken1308. awaken1308@gmail.com. And our webpage, I've already given you that. You can also check us out on YouTube, Barrington Awaken, same name, punch it in, and videos will pop up, some of the videos that we've done in the past, and we keep adding them every now and again. I am not rushing into this. This is not the spiritual journey. It's actually a slow pace until you get the momentum and you start running like crazy. But think about it every day. Do a little bit every day. Look at yourself and see if you're the cause of somebody else's pain. Ask yourself that question. Am I too heavy for that person to carry? Why am I not carrying myself? Or why am I carrying this baggage, this extra weight? That is what we call the toxic people. And they have to be removed from your path. Your journey should be fun and easy and a lot of wisdom to gain. You need to take care of your body while you're in it because it is the vehicle. Without it, you're not going anywhere. If it's not able to be moved around and up and down, the mind is still free to go. And it's never too late to find your spiritual connection. Once you become a master at knowing who you are, understanding your true point, you'll also become a master of governing the body. You'll take care of it. You'll treat it properly. You will instruct it. And if it is sick, you will fix it. Because all that information is in your toolbox. You have that ability. If it's there and it's available to you, why wouldn't you take a step towards it? Because you're probably too busy doubting yourself. You probably heard in a very early stage of life that you can't. So wrong. It's not for you. That is so wrong. Not possible. Wow, that is very wrong. Take that journey. Take care of yourself. Take care of your body. Treat it right. Rest it as you need to. Give it a lot of water because it needs it. Eat plant-based foods. It is required. Only plant-based foods because it's required. Give it the ability to perform as the awesome machine that it is. And you have that ability to take good care of it. You got to exercise the body. Give it exercise. It needs it. You have to treat that body as you would a brand new baby. You have to pay attention to it, to clean it, feed it properly, and allow it to rest properly. As if you're taking care of a brand new baby. These are all the same things you have to do. Assumingly, you take care of the body the same way. Treat it right. It will treat you right. Give it physical exercise. Like we used to stretch the baby out and move him around a little bit. You need to do that. Go for a walk. Take a long leisure walk. Free your mind. Just blend in with nature if you can where you live. And just go for a walk. And let the mind be free. Meditate. And as you're walking, that's what you're doing. Open the lid and allow the inner side of you to reconnect with the outer side of you and live that spiritual life. This is what we need to be. Forget about what you were told. Experience it for yourself. Step into your own identity. by knowing thyself. Thank you very much for being a part of the show today. We're going to talk to you again next Sunday, or if you're available, you can catch us on Sunday night. Thursday night, I'm sorry. You have a good night.
Thank you for listening to Barrington Awaken with your host Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101.